So I'm here with Laurie Cansfield, and we're going to talk about the Happiest app.
Hello, Justin. Well, as you know, I'm very familiar with Happiest, mm-hmm. having been part of the team for a while, and I'm just astounded by the way it looks on the iPhone. It looks awesome. Best looking app I've ever seen, and I'm not being dramatic. It is. It looks beautiful. That's the positive. I'll go positive, negative, okay? Sandwich them all in like a Scooby snack. Negative thing is, I missed it when it had more than the options of just new, post, and menu. It had, like, earlier versions had a few other options, I seem to remember, and that thrilled me. But functionality-wise, I've done a few posts over the last couple of weeks. And it works like a dream. The photo upload, that was pretty quick, and you get a nice big full screen when you finish.
And you've got the latest version now, haven't you?
I've got the latest version, 0.18, which I've just installed, so I'm playing with that now. It's hooked up to my Facebook and my Twitter, and that works perfectly, which is great. One thing I'm not so hot on is I think the Facebook link, when you upload a picture, and Twitter as well, actually, you upload a picture, and then when you see the tweet or the Facebook link, if someone views your Facebook or Twitter and clicks on the picture, it goes to Happiest login screen. I think it would be nice if it went to the picture and Happiest login, if you want, you know, so they can see the picture without having to log in. But,
so if it went to the post, and the post was visible without having to log in, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What about if it went off to something like Flickr? Or would it be better if you could just actually, if it was all self-contained in?
Self-contained, I think. Because Happiest looks much more beautiful than Flickr, so I think go for it, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Commenting works great. Really, everything else is great. I love the little guy when you push the refresh and the little Happiest guy comes up looking cheeky. What I do wonder is, though, where's his girlfriend within the app, because we see her in the login page or the sign-in page, but she must be making his tea or something, because she doesn't seem to be in the app anywhere.
Is she she's the kind of yellowy orange bits that are at the top of the bottle, maybe?
Is she massive? Is he a feeder? These look gorgeous. I'll explain what I'm pointing at. The little gratitude, eat healthy, wisdom, etc. logos, icons, they look great. I think that it might be nice if somewhere on the screen the actual words came up so that newcomers can see what it is they're clicking on. Plus, it'll get into people's vocabulary if they know that means get physical, not like go running or whatever, you know, like keep it sort of what we want them to call it, or what yous want them to call it. Location services, well, I think you're still working on that, aren't you?
You can actually get locations.
Getting nearby locations, even as we speak.
Oh, look, they've come up already. That's already...
Gateshead College, yeah.
I couldn't get that. Awesome.
So are these businesses that have actually got Happiest accounts?
They're places that we've created locally.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so you could click on Gateshead College also.
Right, well, I'm going to try a check-in at Gateshead College, because that's where we are.
Yeah. You hit the bar. Yeah, I don't know what those square things are underneath. Right.
So the location pins come up to signify that I'm checking in somewhere. Yeah. I'll just write a little message.
One thing that I noticed is that the keyboard gets in the way and you can't get it. Well, I couldn't sort of... when I was filling in a location, when I was creating a location, the keyboard got in the way and I couldn't get it out of the way because I wanted to scroll down to the other fields, and it was a bit frustrating.
Yeah. I can't spell summer net together.
I think it's something to do with the keyboard of an iPad, iPhone.
Yeah. I remember the days where we founded the... the iPhone... sorry, I can't spell and talk at the same time. The iPhone resistance.
I've over the dark side.
I did. it came with my package at work, so I just thought, oh, well, I'll snap one up.
Well, this is Bobby's old iPhone, so I've got an excuse.
Okay, so I've wrote my message. I'll take a picture to prove that what I'm writing is true.
Okay. Time rate 25 seconds on audio boot.
That's us. I'm using the picture.
Awesome.
And I'm posting the post.
14 seconds.
Altogether, it looks awesome. Just like, well, yeah. I've mentioned those little things that could be improved, but
I've successfully made the post. Genius. All right. So we're done.
Cheers.